We present John le Carré's The Russia House, dramatized for radio in 7 parts by René Basilico, starring Tom Baker as Barley Blair. The Russia House, Part 1.
All packed up, Nicky.
Almost.
Get a move on. The reception's turning into quite a party.
Yeah, I know. It's all joy and glasnost up there, isn't it?
Oh, what's the matter? Sales down or something?
Worse than I thought. I told the governor to save his powder until the Moscow book fair. Go in with the book fair, I said, and we're clean up. Go in with the audio fair and we're dead.
And you were right, eh?
Of course. The Ruskies love a book, but audio scares them rigid. They aren't geared for it.
No, you're probably right. Here. Sorted yourself out a bit of crumpet, have you?
In Moscow? Don't be stupid.
So who's your Katerina Oliver?
Who?
That's what it says on her lapel badge.
Who are you talking about?
Just there, by your sound booth.
Oh, not her again.
You always had taste, Nicky, I'll give you that.
She was hanging around here yesterday. I wonder what she's after.
Wouldn't be Nicky Lander, would it?
I wouldn't mind if it was.
Never change, do you, you dirty little beggar?
Oh, piss off, Brian. That's the lot. Now.
Excuse me, sir?
Can I help you, miss?
Yes, please. Are you the gentleman from Abercrombie and Blair?
Not here, dear.
Mr. Barley Blair?
No, dear. Lander. Nicky Lander.
But this is Mr. Barley Blair's stand.
No, it's my stand. Abercrombie and Blair's the one next door.
But that stand is empty.
That's right.
It was empty also yesterday.
It's been empty all week.
But where is the man they call Barley?
I do not know, madam.
I must speak with him. It is most urgent.
Look, I can't help you. His company booked the stand, but they didn't turn up. Sorry.
Please, sir. You must be very kind and help me.
Help you? How?
A Soviet friend of mine has written a creative and important work of literature. A great novel with an important message for all mankind.
Oh, yeah.
It concerns actions before words. It rejects the gradualism of perestroika.
Nice.
In spite of glasnost and the supposed liberalism of the new guidelines, my friend's novel cannot yet be published in the Soviet Union.
I see.
Mr. Barley has undertaken to publish it with discretion.
Lady, if your friend's novel is published by Abercrombie and Blair, believe me, you can be assured of total secrecy.
I think I must trust you, Mr. Lander.
Nicky, dear.
Please, if you love peace, you must take my friend's manuscript back to England and give it to Mr. Barley Blair. Only to Mr. Barley Blair. It is a gift of trust.
Where is it then, this manuscript? In your carrier bag?
Yes.
Give it to me then. The whole bag.
Here.
Easy now, that's it. That's the way. Now, you've brought me an official farewell gift on the last evening of the fair. Okay?
Yes.
Thank you very much. I shall treasure it as a souvenir of your lovely city. Now, give me a nice, friendly Russian kiss. A formal sort.
It is very dangerous for you. You must believe in what you're doing.
What do I call you? Yekaterina, Katya, what?
Katya.
Going to the official reception, are we, Katya?
No.
How about a spot of dinner with me, then?
Thank you, no, it is not convenient.
Pity.
My friend has made a great gesture. You will please make sure that Mr. Barley is aware of this.
I'll tell him. Don't worry. Come on, Barley, you can't be pissed this early in the day. Oh,
on it.
This is Abercrombie and Blair. I'm afraid the office is closed at the moment, but it is...
God, so now... Why do I work at London? Ah, Archie Parr, he'll know. Please be an Archie, old pal, please.
Archie,
my old darling, how are you? It's me, Nicky Lander.
Oh, hello, Nicky. Long time no see. What have you been up to?
Just got back from the Moscow Audio Fair.
Oh, yeah, how was it?
Terrible. Listen, what happened to Barley? Why didn't he show?
Oh, he cancelled. God knows why. Probably because Barley's gone and skedaddled.
What do you mean, skedaddled?
Well, what do you think I mean? He's done a bunk. Hasn't been seen in the shop for weeks.
So how do I get hold of him?
Well, you don't. Just sit tight and wait for him to turn up.
And how long's that likely to be?
Days. Weeks, maybe. You know Barley.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes, please. I wish to see someone in authority.
Who exactly, in authority do you wish to see, sir?
You tell me.
Only it is Saturday, you see, and there aren't many with much authority in on a Saturday.
Then take me to the senior person here, pronto.
If you could perhaps tell me the nature of your business, sir.
My business is very secret and very urgent.
In that case, I suggest you ring on Monday morning and make an appointment to see someone.
Monday?
Ask for general inquiries, sir. They should be able to help.
This is it.
Foreign and Colonial Office. Won't be anybody there, though. Not the weekend.
Yeah, better be. How much do I owe you?
There's only £1.20 on the clock. I can make it more, if you like.
Keep the change.
Cheers.
How many times do I have to tell you? These are very important papers, and I want to speak to someone in authority about them now, straight away.
I've already told you, sir, that's not possible. Not today.
There's got to be someone in charge, for God's sake. You can't seriously shut up shop for the whole weekend.
Already told you what to do, sir.
I know. Come back on a weekday. Any weekday, 9 till 5.
That's right, sir.
No wonder this country's in a mess. I'm not moving from here until I see someone now.
Afraid that's against regulations,
sir. Everything all right, Smithy?
Yes, sir.
Excuse me, who are you?
I beg your pardon.
You anything to do with this place?
I think you should leave now,
sir. You work here by any chance?
I suppose I do.
Then perhaps you can get someone to see me.
Come along, sir. To come back on Monday.
Just let me go.
It's all right, Smithy.
Well, can you get someone to see me?
Well, not really. There's hardly anyone in at the weekend, you see.
That's what I told him.
I don't believe
it. What seems to be the problem?
This gentleman says he wants to hand over some documents.
And talk to someone with some sort of authority.
Well, would you like to talk to me?
You one of the high-ups, are you?
I'm the resident clerk, actually.
I'm not talking to a clerk. It's got to be someone high or nothing.
A clerk is fairly high.
Oh.
The terminology can be rather confusing, I grant you.
Hmm.
So, you see, it's either me or no one. Oh, unless, of course, you'd rather come in on Monday.
Well, all right, then.
Good. There's an interview room just along the corridor. Perhaps we could talk there.
Yeah, all right.
You'll log him in, will you, sir?
Surely. Oh, and well done, Smithy. Chocolate digestives are rather splendid. Do you have another?
No, thank you.
I can't resist them myself. Well, now, Mr. Lander. Now, let's see if we've got it all down correctly. You're born in Warsaw.
Yes, but I've been here since I was 2.
Indeed. So you hold a British passport, which you don't have with you.
I need a passport for Whitehall?
No, of course not. Now, you've just returned from Moscow.
Correct.
Where you attended the British Book Fair.
Audio fair. We were flogging cassettes.
Oh, yes.
Talking books.
Quite. And this woman, this Yekaterina Orlova, October?
No. October's what it said on her lapel badge, under her name.
Ah.
It's one of the state publishing houses. Oktyabr.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, after a long waltz me round, Willie, she passed you this package. The manuscript.
Which Mr. Barley Blair has undertaken to publish with discretion.
Mr. Bartholomew Scott Blair, being managing director of the publishing house of Abercrombie and Blair.
Correct.
Quite. A question that immediately springs to mind, Mr. Lander, is why you haven't delivered this package to Mr. Blair himself.
I told you, Barley Blair has disappeared, vamoosed, vanished into thin air.
Yes, but why bring it to us?
Read it and you'll see why. Barley Blair is obviously, well, you know, one of your people, if you know what I mean.
No, Mr. Lander. I'm afraid I don't.
Just how long have you had these notebooks, Willow?
Oh, a couple of days. They're an absolute scream. Listen to this. Soviet paralysis is the most progressive in the world.
Willow.
And this. Our backwardness is our greatest military secret. It really is the most awful load of tosh.
I don't think so. Look at these algebraic formulae.
I know. I couldn't make head or tail of them.
I think you should hand them over to someone who can.
Really?
Definitely. I'd get them over to the Russia House pretty damn quick.
Oh, my lord.
Hello, Harry.
Is Ned busy?
Not seriously.
It's a bit quiet for the Russia House, isn't it?
Momentary respite. Never lasts long, though, does it?
No.
I think Ned wants to talk about this Lander business.
He does.
Go on in.
Well, thanks, Emma. Spare a moment, Ned.
Oh, Harry, come in.
Thank you. Oh, you'll be pleased to hear that I now have the necessary authorization to tap the telephone of one Nicholas Lander.
Sorry, I should have asked you 3 days ago.
You should indeed. I took the precaution of predating it.
Thanks. I've another legal loophole for you to stitch up.
Huh?
Official Secrets Act for Lander. He's coming in tomorrow morning.
To see you?
Me, Walter, and Clive, if he's free.
Clive?
He's not sure if he can make it, but whatever. He wants to hear the tapes of the whole interview, every last word.
Why? What's his interest?
The American connection.
Ah.
That manuscript could prove a political hot potato.
And Clive doesn't fancy going it alone.
Exactly. We'll be inundated with Americans if he has his way.
Knowing Clive, he just wants to share the cost.
Which means we've got to share the product before we're even sure it's genuine.
What time's Lander due in tomorrow?
10:30.
I'll have him sign before he meets you, Walter. Put the wind up him a bit.
This has been very helpful, Nicky. You've given us a very precise description of the mysterious Katya.
You obviously have an eye for the ladies.
Don't we all?
You say here her English was rather good, like a schoolteacher.
That was my impression.
And you noticed that she was wearing a wedding ring.
And a betrothal ring, Russian style, on the right hand.
Well done.
First thing I look for after the usual. Single Russian women are a pest.
And her age again? You sort of hesitated before.
If she's over 35, she doesn't know it. A lovely skin, a lovely woman in her prime, so help me.
Thank you, Nicky. Walter.
You've told us you looked through the notebooks.
I wouldn't have passed them on to you lot otherwise, would I?
Do you know any science, Nicky?
A bit. Kitchen science, really. What I pick up.
Do you know what telemetry means?
Never heard of it. Must have passed me by.
What about CEP?
What's that?
The circular error probable. My goodness, he wrote enough about it, didn't he, in those funny notebooks you brought us, and not only in Russian.
I only skipped through all that stuff.
But you obviously formed an opinion of what the writer was telling us.
So?
What opinion did you form?
They're no good at it, are they? The Ruskies. They're duff.
Duff at what?
All that rocket stuff. They make mistakes. Errors. They're no good.
What sort of errors?
All sorts. Magnetic errors, bias errors, whatever they are.
And you have absolutely no idea what that means.
Why should I? That stuff wasn't meant for me, was it? It was meant for Barley Blair. Why don't you ask him?
We intend to, Nicky. We intend to.
Come in.
Spare a moment, Clive.
Ah, Ned. Come in. What are you doing in this neck of the woods?
Oh, just passing. Thought I'd pop in and retrieve the Lander tapes.
He's rather good, isn't he? Tells us what he remembers, doesn't make things up to spin a better tale. Utterly believable.
Oh, I think he's genuine. It's the material that worries me.
Yes. I've asked the Americans for a view on that.
Did we have to, Clive?
I rather think we did, yes.
Our sharing treaty stipulates that we give Langley first rights on all strategic material. Besides which, I'm not at all sure that we have the necessary expertise over here to properly assess that sort of material.
It could still be a plant, a monumental piece of disinformation. Pity we couldn't have waited until we'd nailed this Barley Blair character before we showed our hand.
And how long will that take, pray?
God knows. I've set Eddie Brock onto that, but he's not having much luck at the moment. Still, we live in hope.
Midfrey?
Hello, Eddie. He's on the phone at the moment.
I'll wait.
How's it going?
Don't ask. I know everything about Mr. Barley Blair, but where he is. He plays chess in a cafe in Camden, but not recently. He plays jazz saxophone all over the place, but not recently. And, this could be significant, he seems to be in debt to half Hampstead.
I'm not surprised.
What you got there?
I'm checking his bank statements.
Bet his drink bills are pretty phenomenal. We just come from Weimer Brown in research. He was at Trinity with Blair, apparently.
Oh?
According to Weimer, Blair was, and I quote, pissed as a rat from daybreak.
Oh, dear. You can go in now, Eddie. He's off the phone.
Ta.
Good luck.
Hello, Brock. Have you found him yet?
No, sorry. We've traced his son, his daughter, his sister, three ex-wives. You wouldn't believe who we've talked to.
But no Blair.
Bloody man's disappeared into thin air.
The Americans have found a trace on him.
Where?
In our own records, would you believe?
Oh, no.
His name was passed to them for vetting, apparently, under some ancient bilateral accord. Central records denied all knowledge of it until I put a bomb under them. Here.
What's this?
Mr. Barley Blair's first contact card, 30 years ago.
No wonder records couldn't find it.
See what the recruiter scrawled across it?
No further action ever.
It's no laughing matter, Brock. What is it, Emma?
These bank statements of Barley Blair's.
What about them?
He's been making a payment each month to a property company in Portugal.
Where in Portugal?
Lisbon. Do you want me to put a trace out?
Please.
Can I make it priority?
Priority, immediate response.
Come on, close your eyes.
Yes.
Open your mouth.
Wider.
There's a lamb. One, two. Now, on the command, two. Two.
Now?
Yes. Now, two. Right, first time. Which only goes to prove, Graves, old dear, that the song got it right.
Mm-hmm.
The great juju man may have made us all of meat, but eating people is wrong.
Excuse me, I'm looking for some...
Bloody disgusting.
QED.
I say, do pardon me, but would I be correct in thinking that you're Mr. Bartholomew Scott Blair?
Who are you?
And the name's Meridew from the embassy. Commercial second secretary.
Oh, yeah.
Only we've received a rather pressing telegram for you over our link. Well, we think you should pop round and read it. Straight away.
Link? What the hell's a link?
A diplomatic link. Radio.
It means wireless.
You're telling me someone's dead or something.
Oh, nothing so gothic, dear sir. It's a commercial thing.
So what the hell are we telling ourselves?
Nothing. It's just a telegram that needs your pressing attention.
Who's doing the pressing?
I can't give you a précis in public. It's confidential. Your eyes only.
Loosen your girdle, Mr. Meridew. Have a drink with the great unwashed.
Come in, Barley.
Now, look here, Blair. I've already spent half the day traipsing round after you.
Have you now?
There's an embassy car waiting for you outside. It won't wait forever.
Royal summons, Barley. Mustn't insult Her Majesty.
I do think you should avail yourself of the embassy's facilities while they're still on offer.
Oh, very well. Felipe?
Si, senor.
See the major into a cab, Felipe.
Si, senor.
It's not necessary, old boy.
Pay the driver in advance out of that. You can keep the change.
Si, senor. Obrigado.
Lead on, Meridew. So long, Major.
Huh?
Thanks for the laughs.
Huh? Bye, Barley.
This is the way you usually go to the embassy?
Ah, yes. Now, it's not exactly the embassy that we're going to, no. Oh. The duty dog took the telegram at his house. I'm afraid that come the weekend we have to batten down the hatches at the embassy, you see. It's the Irish.
Who did you say you were?
Meridew, commercial second secretary.
From the embassy?
Yes. I told you.
Hmm. Ah, so you did.
This is it, Mr. Blair.
Nice place.
Quite.
Your duty dog doesn't do too badly for himself, does he?
We do our best. Ah.
Hello there. They tracked you down at last, Mr. Blair. Come on in.
Well, I'll be off now. I hope it all works out.
Yes. Thank you, Meridew. Do come in, Mr. Blair.
You have the advantage of me.
Oh, yes. I'm Ned. How do you do? Do please come in.
All right.
How drunk are you?
Not. Who's hijacking me exactly?
No one. No one's hijacking you. But I am about to move the goalposts.
Uh-huh.
I'm afraid there is no telegram, no crisis in your affairs, beyond the usual.
So why am I here?
We need your help, Mr. Blair.
Who's we?
I'm from British Intelligence. So are the people waiting in the library.
Don't know anything. Don't want to know anything.
Maybe we want you to find something out.
Find it out for yourselves.
We can't. Not without you. That's why we're here.
First you say you're commercial, now you're spies.
There's a phone there. Why don't you have a word with the ambassador?
Him? The man's a fool. I was up at Cambridge with him.
Here's his private number. He'll verify.
Okay.
Ask him to play golf on Thursday. He'll tell you not until after 5 o'clock.
I don't bloody play golf.
Hello?
Tubby? Barley Blair here?
Yes, I know.
How about a spot of golf on Thursday?
Not until after 5 o'clock.
5 won't do at all. We'd be playing in the dark. Silly bugger's rung off.
It isn't a joke, I'm afraid. It's actually very serious.
The line between actually very serious and actually very funny is actually very thin.
Let's cross it, shall we?
If we must.
I think we should. Gentlemen, let me introduce you to Mr. Barley Blair.
Welcome, Mr. Blair. You've led us a lively dance, I must say.
Tough.
That's Clive.
Is it?
Walter.
Hello.
And that's Bob.
Hi there.
You don't run to surnames by any chance, do you?
I'm afraid not.
Only one Mr. Rigby called on my daughter last week with some bilge about a tax assessment. Was he one of your clients?
I wouldn't be at all surprised.
Do sit down, Mr. Blair.
You'd better call me Barley, since we're all on first-name terms.
Good. Barley it is.
I'm the odd man out in this little family, Barley. I work for the CIA, which, as you probably know, is based at Langley in the state of Virginia.
Great! So who are we planning to assassinate today?
I'm afraid we're as bad as Bob's lot, Barley. We do the same sort of things. Sorry.
We also have an official secrets act, which they don't, and which you'll be expected to sign.
Really?
Why didn't you go to the Moscow audio fair, Barley? You rented a stand, booked a flight, your hotel and all, and then you didn't show.
Instead, you came to Lisbon with a woman. Why?
What's it got to do with you, whether I came here with a woman or a Muscovy duck?
Please answer the question, Mr. Blair. Why didn't you go to Moscow?
The aunts cancelled the match.
Could you just expand on that a little, Barley?
Presumably you haven't come this far without knowing that I'm in the business of publishing books.
Indeed.
I have a board. I have trustees. I have family shareholders. I have aunts.
I still don't get it.
They like the old safe lines, how-tos, romances, tie-ins, birds of the British Empire, that sort of thing.
So?
So I thought I'd take us into audio cassettes. The aunts thought I wouldn't. End of story.
So you took off?
Yes.
Is that what you normally do when somebody thwarts you?
Frequently.
Perhaps you should show him the letter, Walter.
What letter's this?
A personal for Mr. Bartholomew Scott Blair. Urgent.
Let me see that.
Recognise the handwriting?
No. Should I?
Read it carefully.
My beloved Barley...
Take all the time in the world.
Are you sure you don't recognise the handwriting?
Positive.
It's signed K, for Catcher.
You've read it?
I'm afraid so.
It was meant to be personal. To me.
We couldn't find you. Sorry.
Anyway, I don't know a Katya.
Short for Yekaterina.
Don't know a Yekaterina.
The patronymic is Borisovna.
Still don't know her.
Want to read the letter aloud, Barley?
Not particularly.
Could help freshen up your memory.
Want to try, Barley?
Why not? My beloved Barley, do you remember a promise you made me one night in Peredelkino? As we lay on the veranda of our friend Dasha, you swore to me that you would always prefer humanity to nations, and when the day should come, you also would act like a decent human being.
That true?
That's so true. I never met the hag.
Please go on, Mr. Blair.
So now I'm asking you to redeem your promise, though not in the way we could have imagined that night when we agreed to become lovers. This is total balls.
Oh?
I ask you to show this book to English people who think as we do. Tell them it is the first stone of a great avalanche and they must throw the next stone themselves. Publish it for me. Show your scientists and artists and your intelligentsia that now, with Glasnost, we can move together and castrate the monster we have created before it destroys us all. Act like a decent human being, Barley. Your loving Kay. Who the hell is this woman? She's out of her tree.
We were hoping you would tell us.
I need a drink.
In the corner there, help yourself.
Hell's the woman up to? I don't remember any cat here at Peredelkino.
Maybe you'd drunk too much.
Bollocks. Anyway, where's the book?
The book is quite safe.
Where is it, please? Belongs to me?
We rather thought it belonged to Katya.
Where is that book? I'm his publisher. You saw what he wrote.
His publisher, Mr. Blair? You mean Katya's a man?
You've no damned right...
Steady on.
No damned right at all. That's my manuscript, sent to me by my author for my consideration in my good time. You've no right to steal it. You've no damn right even to read it.
Haven't we just?
No, you bloody well haven't. So give me the book and get back to your squalid little island and take your Boston Brahmin with you.
Our squalid little island, Mr. Blair.
Now, gentlemen, we'll never get anywhere like this.
You must understand, Barley, that this isn't simply a question of publishing ethics.
In fact, the book, as you call it, is not so much a book as a series of manuscripts, a set of notebooks.
They're still mine.
They contain military secrets about the Soviet Union that, if they're true, would be absolutely vital to the defense of the West.
To which hemisphere you also belong, I take it, thankfully.
I put it to you, Barley, if you were sitting in our place, what would you do with the manuscript? Ignore it? Burn it? Pretend it doesn't exist?
Or would you try to find out how it came to be addressed to a derelict British publisher? And more importantly, why?
That was part one of The Russia House, the novel by John le Carré, dramatized for radio by René Basilico. It starred Tom Baker as Barley Blair, with Valentina Yakunina as Katya, and featured John Rowe as Ned, Michael Turner as Harry, John Webb as Walter, Pip Torrens as Clive, and Danny Webb as Nicky Lander. Bob was played by Bruce Boer, Brock by Simon Treves, Emma by Mary Chater, Bernie by Neville Jason, Wellow by Simon Roberts, Meridew by David Howarth, and Graves by John Harwood. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The theme music was written by Max Harris, and the program was produced by John Fawcett Wilson.